This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Nearly 20 years ago, Boston artist Rasheen Fahandesh left Iran to escape persecution. She eventually made it to the U.S., where she's focused on helping formerly incarcerated men find their way back home. WBUR's Cristela Guerra profiles Fahandesh as part of the Artery 25, our series highlighting young Boston artists.
Artist and filmmaker Rasheen Fahandesh hasn't been able to go home in nearly 15 years. She is Baha'i, part of a religious group still persecuted in Iran. As a child, other students were told not to touch or speak to her. The principal told her classmates she was najis, impure, for her beliefs.
So since the start of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Baha'i has been banned from higher education, from any government jobs. Their homes are constantly raided. So that was our experience back home.
When Fahandesh was growing up, it was not uncommon for Baha'is to be imprisoned or killed for their faith. They're also banned from attending universities. So they built underground colleges where Fahandesh studied for 3 years. Soon after, she left Iran as a refugee, eventually making her way to the United States.
But to think about that you're uprooted in a way that you cannot go back was a very, very difficult kind of realization.
Though visiting her home country is currently impossible because Baha'is are still considered enemies of the state, Fahandesh would like to see Iran again one day. Because in the midst of persecution, the Baha'is still created a vibrant community. On this day, she shares a memory of home while driving to a meeting.
So, like, my mom used to make this dish every Friday that we were off from a school. And we would go to Baha'i classes in the morning. And then when we would come home, like, the whole room, the whole house is the smelling of korma sabzi.
That feeling of alienation, of leaving the only home you've ever known, informs her art. Her most recent work, A Father's Lullaby, invites fathers, including formerly incarcerated men, to sing lullabies and share childhood memories.
Palomita blanca del piquito azul, llévale a tu sala a ver a Jesús.
This video and audio installation, which Fahandesh created as an artist in residence with the city of Boston, is an ode to absence, a reflection on the toll incarceration takes on families. Here's one of the formerly incarcerated fathers in the art installation.
I'm a firm believer that being a father has changed my life and has shown me a different path. If it wasn't for my children, I would probably be dead or serving a life sentence for hurting somebody else.
Probation officer Jeff Smith is working with Fahandesh to help tell these men's stories. He runs a program called Nurturing Fathers that helps inmates transition at the end of their sentence.
One of the stories in the Nurturing Fathers curriculum is about that the little boy within, like the little boy within your soul that, you know, that wanted to be told that the father was proud of him or wanted to say, you know, wanted to hear the good job. Like, that still exists, and it might be covered up with, like I said, 15 years of incarceration, but you peel it back.
For the next phase of the project, Fahandesh hopes to create a virtual reality experience that'll allow people to walk in the shoes of inmates. Though her story is different than those of these men, as Baha'i, she understands what it feels like to be labeled a criminal from childhood.
I think if it wasn't these experiences, I probably would have not chose to be an artist. I think I chose to be an artist because I was thinking about the power of art as a way of giving voice to social issues.
Though she can't go home right now, Fahandesh hopes to help men in prison connect with their homes, with their past, and with their children through song.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.
You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird fly.